Hi, I'm Simon Sir, also known as Immersion. I'm working for SourceRoute. And today I'm going to talk about optimal buffer allocation and Wayland. We've been working with other Wayland developers on a new extension called Linux DMA Buff Feedback. And I'm going to explain why we need it, how it works, and our plans for the future. So let's get started. Why do we need this new shiny extension at all? So I'm going to explain a few details about the Linux and in particular Wayland graphics stacks. I'm going to explain also to present a bunch of examples. Cases we need to handle are quite a few. So let's get started with the basics about Wayland architecture. And Wayland, there are some clients which talk to compositors. So an example of a client can be a web browser, a text editor, a terminal emulator, a video player, a game. All of these are clients, and they are talking to compositors such as Mutter for GNOME Shell, Queen for KDE, Sway, and Weston, and a few others exist also. So what clients do is basically they allocate a buffer and the GPU, then they do their own rendering. So, for instance, a game can render a scene with a character, maybe. When the rendering is done, they hand off the buffer to the compositor and say, "Hey, please, can you display this buffer for me?" So the compositor receives multiple buffers from each client. And then it decides which to show on screen. It needs to paint multiple buffers into one final buffer. This final buffer will be handed over to the kernel, and the kernel driver will program the hardware to display it on a screen.